dictation for Terry, T as in today, E-R-R-Y, Clapp, C-L-A-P-P, August 754. Address as a letter to Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Kasning, K-A-S-T-N-I-N-G, P-A-C, 842-1110. Dear Mr. Kasning, consultation for Mrs. Clapp with low sodium concentration. Mr. Clapp with low sodium concentration. He really doesn't have any new complainings. He's been a smoker for 50 years, one pack per day. There is some degree of dyspneal activity, but not at rest, no purulent material hemoptysis, a nice change of weight or appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, urine flow decrease, but no nocturia, infection, cloudiness, or blood, no incontinence, has a prostate, a stable edema, stasis changes, no ulcers, no chest pain palpitation syncope, no oxygen CPAP machine. He lives alone, denies orthopnea PND. Next paragraph. He mentioned that he has noticed episodes that last for a few minutes, that he doesn't feel well, but upon extensive questioning, he denies chest pain, palpitation, diaphoresis, nausea, vomiting, headaches, double vision, or focal deficits. There is no specific triggering. Next paragraph, the past medical history. Denies history of event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS or a stroke. Denies liver abnormalities. He's a smoker and probably COPD. He denies any heart problems, no renal failure. Next paragraph, colonoscopies in the past, no surgery. Smoking as indicated above. He does drink rum and Coke Zero frequently. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, pressing medications, albuterol as needed, Norvasc, aspirin, combination of fluticasone, salmeterol, inhaler. For memory, Prevagen, P-R-E-V-A-G-E-N, and vitamins for the eyes. Next paragraph, review system done, otherwise as indicated above. Next paragraph, weight 269, 72 inches tall, blood pressure 160 over 80 on the right, 142, 76 on the left. Obesity, COPD abnormalities, emphysema, no pleural effusion consolidation, no carotid bruit, JVD, palpable thyroid, lymph nodes. No gross arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, bilateral edema, some stasis changes, varicose veins, but no cellulitis or ulcers, has dense cataracts, no focal deficit, some distal pallor of all the fingernails, bilateral. Next paragraph. Chemistries, isolated, low white blood cell, normal platelet count, normal hemoglobin, normal kidney function, glucose, normal potassium acid base, normal albumin, calcium, normal liver function test, low sodium 124, I was able to trace a few years back, around 130 or below. Presently, lipid profile looks normal, A1C normal, TSH normal, PSA not elevated, urine sodium 24 hours was 215 millimoles, that will be in the upper side. Prior urine osmolality less than 300. Most recent repeat chemistry is in March, sodium 129. A year ago, screening for lung cancer was negative, non-nodules. The infrarenal abdominal aorta is enlarged, 3.8 by 3.5 by 3.8. Liver has been normal. And prior echo, normal ejection fraction, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, minor abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Low sodium concentration, hyponatremia, hypoosmolality, chronic over time, not symptomatic. Workup negative, normal kidney function, no potassium acid-base abnormalities. There was an isolated cortisol, non-stimulated, which was in the low side. To assess adrenal function, we will do a cosyntropin, C-O-S-Y-N-T-R-O-P-I-N, testing, which involves cosyntropin intravenous with basal and 1 hour later cortisol. He drinks a large amount of liquids. In the collection of urine that you did, he was more than 3 liters. I'm asking him to cut down on the fluid intake. Otherwise, he has good sources of protein in the diet. This is not a sodium problem, but a water fluid problem, and that needs to be restricted. I will follow the results of this testing, but otherwise, this is being a chronic problem and does not require any further intervention. I did not schedule a follow-up visit. Also discuss with the patient end of dictation.